By most accounts, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez was graceful when he accepted the defeat of his constitutional reforms last weekend, but by midweek, that kinder, gentler Chavez was gone. From Caracas, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The various personas of Hugo Chavez were on display this week. Sunday saw a chastened Chavez seated before long-faced ministers. "Don't be sad. The difference in votes was microscopic," he told them. It was just 1.4%. A magnanimous Chavez then turned to the opposition, reassuring them that he would honor the results.
Espero que aquellos...
"I hope that those leaders of the opposition who have been nervous and thinking that I would not recognize this reality or that we would prolong this agony feel peaceful and content." He told them to go home and celebrate what they have to celebrate in a healthy way. Explaining why Venezuelans had voted down his sweeping constitutional reforms that would have allowed him unlimited re-election and speeded Venezuela's march towards socialism, Chavez said the ideas were audacious and admitted there were doubts and fears. The statesmanlike demeanor was a sharp departure from the pugnacious Chavez on the referendum campaign trail, where he ridiculed the opposition as lackeys of Washington and warned supporters that if they voted against him, they would be regarded as traitors to the revolution. Demetrio Borsner, professor emeritus at the Central University of Venezuela, says the 180-degree turn in tone on the night of his concession speech was vintage Chavez.
"He has an amazing capability to switch from a very aggressive, confrontational tone to the sudden mild style where he sounds like the perfect Democrat and one wonders whether it's really the same man. But so far, experience has shown that these times of mildness are usually very short-lived."
In fact, barely 72 hours had elapsed, and Chavez's congeniality had evaporated. He attacked claims by some in the opposition that the tally from Sunday's vote was the result of a deal made under pressure from some elements in the army. In a joint news conference with the high command, Chavez had some choice words for the opposition. So choice, they had to be bleeped out.
"Sepan administrar su victoria, pero ya la están llenando."
"You should administer your victory properly, but already you are covering it in..." "It's a victory," he said. "And ours, call it defeat, is a defeat of courage, valor, and dignity. We haven't moved a millimeter, and we won't." The headline in today's leading opposition newspaper, Tal Cual, blared, "The government is..." New vulgarisms have been decreed for this revolution with words such as democracy, liberty, and consensus that are considered disgusting, the paper said. Pollster and economist Luis Vicente León said President Chavez's only electoral defeat in 9 years has dulled his political sheen.
"He was like an idol and so strong, he never lost, almost a god, you know. And now he is just a normal guy who could lose."
Even staunch Chavez loyalist and national deputy Luis Toscon says that the referendum defeat showed the president to be, quote, if a historical leader, also a human being. Toscon wants a reassessment of the Chavismo movement and a more pluralistic path to reform that would remove those, he says, who have lost touch with the people.
Dentro del Chavismo se empezó a constituir una élite de poder.
Inside Chavismo, they are constructing an elite of power at all levels, too. A regional elite, a municipal elite, a national elite, that like all elites is beginning to be removed from the reality of the people. For example, for members of the powerful elite, the problem of personal security doesn't exist because they are surrounded by guards watching their backs.
Chavez has minimized the defeat and warned that he'll renew the fight to advance his socialist agenda by other means. As one analyst put it, he lost a battle, but not the war. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Caracas.